festival all over the world, so that these festival chariots now roll in the Fifth Avenue and in Chinatown, in Hong Kong, in Siberia even. It is a great festival and a great cause of jubilation, because it is during this time that the Lord leaves the temples and comes to give his darshan to the people of the world. What was most wonderful during this festival was, however, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing. There is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which describes that his dancing was surprising not only the people who were there, but even the Lord of the universe himself. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Shri Ratha Krishna Mataya Yenasi Jagatam Chiram Jagannath Pi Vismitaha. Vismita means astonished. This invocatory verse says, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Lord Jagannath, be all glorified. May this dancing Lord be glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Today I want to concentrate a little bit on the dancing of the Lord. Throughout the Chaitanya literature, the dancing has been glorified. It has been said that anyone who once saw the Lord dancing was delivered from material existence. It was known during Lord Chaitanya's presence that if you could just see one time the Lord moving in the most elegant and most dynamic way in his ecstatic dances, there are a few dances which he did, this would be the perfection of your human form of life. Let us hear a little bit about this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the day of Ratha Yatra, had gotten up very early, had taken his bath in the morning hours, then moved with all his devotees to the eastern gate of the Jagannath temple and awaited the Lord. After some time, the Lord came out of the temple for a ceremony called, let me find it for you, Pandu Vijay. Pandu Vijay, this comes from Pahanti. It's a word used in Orissa, which means to teach a child how to walk by holding it around the waist and around the hands. When the child finally learns to walk, it's a vijay, it's a victory, it's a celebration. So the Lord was also carried like a child from the altar, and he was held on the wrist, around the wrist. There was a silken rope which was pulled around the waist, and he was lifted and carried from a few cushions which were lying on the way, while the devotees played on many gongs and made a big, big commotion in the air. And finally, like a little child who is brought along by his guardians, the Lord was seated on his chariot. Not only Lord Jagannath, He came last. The first one who came out of the temple was Balaram, then came Subhadra, and then came the Sudarshan Chakra, and finally, last, Lord Jagannath. But this festival, yes, is affectionately called Pandu Vijay. You are walking, my Lord. You are moving. That is a cause of separation. Everyone went totally mad when they saw Lord Jagannath coming out of the temple. He was the mega star of their eyes. They had waited for this for an entire year. But although it was very noisy, everyone could hear one voice coming over all the other ecstatic voices. It was the voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who greeted the Lord by shouting, Mahima! Mahima! Mahima is a respectful address of a great personality. You would say Mahima to a king, for instance. So all the pilgrims looked around. Who was this voice, this ecstatic voice? And they saw Lord Chaitanya standing there, his eyes totally focused on the beautiful eyes of Lord Jagannath. And his eyes were streaming over with tears, which fell not only on the ground, they fell on everyone around. He was so moved. And therefore, he shouted, Mahima, Mahima, Mahima. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned around to his devotees, and he gave every single one of his devotees a garland made from very fragrant Malati flowers, and then anointed them with cooling sandalwood over the head. I find this very significant, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only worshipped the Lord, but worshipped really all the devotees who would take part in the great festival of praising the Lord. The Lord formed seven kirtan parties, which he posted around the Jagannath cart, and they began to sing their wonderful kirtans, which soon began to attract everyone in Puri. The Chaitanya Charitamrita says that although the people of Puri were accustomed to kirtan, whenever the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did their kirtan, it was a unique musical creation. It stood out from the rest, the devotees also stood out, not just their kirtan. It is described they had an effulgence which made them look like storm clouds. You know, when clouds are chased over the firmament and they are lit by lightning flashes, this is how the devotees looked. They moved very fast like storm clouds, but they were effulgent, and they all cried just like these storm clouds who cry and wash the earth with their tears. It was quite ecstatic. My dear listeners, I have been in this time in Puri with the kirtan party of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. We had around 2,000 devotees, and when the deity came out, when Lord Jagannath came out of the temple, it was really amazing because everyone was really electrified. They were electrified like I've never seen a crowd. They were pushing forward. The police had great difficulties to keep the crowd away from the cart of Lord Jagannath. And then the way Lord Jagannath moved out of the temple, he didn't move in a straight line. He moved in the way a drunken man moves, zigzag, zigzag, zigzag. And the pandas who carried him had really difficulty to stay on their legs, because one moment, boom, the deity moved to the left side and the right side. I later interviewed one of these pandas and said, "Are you doing this for public effect, that you are running with the Lord back and forth?" And they say, no, we would like to easily bring him in a straight line on the cart, but it's not possible. It's the Lord who moves us. We try to keep him straight, but he moves in this direction and that direction. The same is seen there when the Lord goes with his Ratha Yatra cart on the street. Sometimes, although everyone pulls him in one direction, the cart goes in another direction. And I have heard from one shop owner that the cart broke into his shop and destroyed everything. And the shop owner said, "This was my best experience in my life. When God comes into your shop will not remain the same." So that was a faithful statement by him. So yes, you can imagine, the atmosphere was boiling and cooking with ecstatic, with true ecstasy. Then the kirtan started to pick up, and Lord Chaitanya moved into the arena where the kirtan was and started to dance. Why was his dance so special, or what in his dance was so special? I mean, we have seen dances in India by many devotees of various sampradayas, but what was so special about the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that the king Prataparudra, together with Savabhuma, his priest, and Kashi Mishra, the temple president or temple manager, you could say, had climbed on the roof from where they could get a better view of the festival. And when they looked from this eagle perspective on the dancing of Lord Chaitanya, they noted that there was not one Chaitanya dancing, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had expanded himself and was dancing in the middle of each single of the 7 kirtan parties. Now it has been seen that yogis in India do expand their bodies or take on forms. I have heard of yogis being able to go into the body of even a person who had just died and then move in that still warm body. But beyond that, which is more belonging to the dark arts, on the bright side, yogis can expand into various forms. But these forms all move according to the original form. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's expansions moved independently, individually, totally with their own dance steps, with their own movements, with their own ecstatic emotions. 7 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced. Maharaj Prataparudra, the king, was asking his priest, do I see it right? I see seven forms of Chaitanya dancing, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya nodded his head. They were fixed on this miracle happening right before their eyes. It reminded them of a part in the Bhagavatam where Krishna eats with his cowherd boy friends and on the banks of the Yamuna and looks at each single cowherd boy and interacts with them in a different, individual and very pleasing way. So yes, they were not an illusion. This was Krishna Chaitanya, who also expanded to be with his devotees and to be for his devotees. So this was one reason why the whole universe and Lord Jagannath was vismitaha, very much astonished. A second reason was because of the very ecstatic dance itself. Lord Chaitanya, for instance, would at times jump very high like a stick. He would somehow from the ground move. It looked as if a rocket was starting to leave planet Earth, and then he would get down or crash down to the ground, and the earth was shaking so that everyone felt as if an earthquake happened. At other times, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance in a way where he turned around and spinned around so that it looked like a firebrand which you whirl around in the dark night and which creates a ring of fire. He was so fast you could only see a ring of his golden complexion. At other times, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be covered so much with sweat that when he rolled down on the ground, his beautiful body turned gray. It is very difficult for an ordinary person to describe the art of Lord Chaitanya's dancing. I have prepared a seminar, which I have not given as of yet, called The Art of Dancing. Because I feel this form of God tells us, come, dance with me. We are reminded of a poem of Rumi, who says, every child knows about God, not the God of the many do's and the many don'ts, but the God who simply says four words, come, dance with me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has this open invitation for all the conditioned souls to stop their ways, their lives, and just dance. Join him in a dance of love. And this is the third reason why Lord Jagannath was vismitaha, very surprised. He saw what he had never seen before, the amount of, it's called Mahabhava, great ecstatic love, which was there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He started usually his dancing by saying Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanita, just praying to the Lord. Or others were Jaya Jaya Devo Divaki Nandana Syam, or Naham Vipra Narapati, I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a sannyasi, I'm not all of these, I'm just simply a servant of the gopis who give pleasure to the Lord. Then he became so moved as he was dancing his dance of love that everything around him started to melt. I have been in a place called Alananath. It's 11 kilometers outside of Puri, where there is a stone. It is said Lord Chaitanya fell on this stone, and by the heat of his transcendental body, the stone melted so that you can see impressions of his transcendental limbs, his head, his shoulders, his belly, his knees and feet in the stone. It was really melted by this. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did only start his dance of love. He's not yet at the high light. So he turned around to his singer, Swarup Damodar Gosai. This was a devotee who knew what was going on in the heart of the Lord. Much more can be said through glances than through words. And then Lord Chaitanya looked like this on Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar knew what went on in the heart. And he sang a song, a beautiful song. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was burned by the fire of Cupid and withered away. So this is the mood of the love of Lord Chaitanya. He says, I see now, my Lord, you are right before me. You were absent for so long. Your absence was not easy for me. No, I felt I was sitting in a fire and I was burned to the crisp by this. So then Lord Chaitanya looked again to Swarup Damodar, because now he wanted to dance. Then he started to dance. And he started to move his hands. And with the gestures of his hands, he moved towards Lord Jagannath and expressed everything which Srimati Radharani would express to Krishna, when finally, after such a long, long time of his absence, Radha met him again at Kurukshetra and expressed feelings to him in a very sure way. When the Lord started to get into this high point of Mahabhava, when he was carried away by the waves, the gushing waves of love, Lord Jagannath could simply not move any longer. The car stopped. And Lord Jagannath looked totally vismita, totally surprised and astonished by what he saw. Let me explain why this song created such emotions in Lord Jagannath, in Lord Chaitanya, and also in Lord Jagannath. When the gopis had heard that their Krishna, who had left Vrindavan, had come from Dwaraka to Kurukshetra, they were very much moved. But how could they go? However, when they heard that Nanda Maharaj, their king, said that Krishna was now in Kurukshetra, which happened to be only 71 kilometers away from Vrindavan. It was not thousands of kilometers away like Dwaraka. When the gopis had heard that Nanda Maharaj said that all of Vrindavan should go and meet Krishna, they had seen a chance. They had come with a long procession of Brijavasis. The ox were there, the cows were there, the peacocks came, the birds came. It was a long, long procession of Brijbasis who wanted to see Krishna. Only a few cowherd boys stayed in Vrindavan with the cows who could not travel all this way. They thought Krishna will be more satisfied if we take care of the cows than if we leave the cows to themselves. But they were in a minority. Otherwise, everyone came. However, when the Vrindavan, the Brijbasis came to see Krishna in Kurukshetra, they were not entirely satisfied, because their Krishna, who had been with them in the idyllic and very romantic atmosphere of Vrindavan, was now dressed like a king and surrounded by military, by chariots, by soldiers, by elephants, and by all the royal paraphernalia. And that was not the Krishna they were accustomed to. Krishna acted very formal, according to royal etiquette. And although they were now with Krishna, in a way they felt they were not with Krishna. Only in the evening, especially the gopis suffered from this. So they therefore stayed at the edge of Kurukshetra in one forest. So in the evening, Krishna called Uddhava and said, "I have met everyone from Vrindavan, but not the gopis. I wish that you go into this forest where they are hiding, and that you bring for each gopi one very nice set of nice new zaris and ornaments. So, and that you tell them that I am coming like they know me." So at this moment, Uddhava loaded a whole chariot with zaris and ornaments, and he went to the forest where Radha and the gopis were, and was very, very shocked to see how emaciated and thin they had become due to the long absence from Krishna. He was very shocked, very shocking. But when Krishna, when Uddhava told them, "Krishna will soon come to you the way you know him," the gopis were just so happy that within moments their bodies blossomed up. And when Uddhava gave them a presents, they said, "We don't need the presents from your master. We want him and only him. Does he think he can just give some presents and then all his long years of absence from us will be forgotten? We are not like such women." this is the gopis' mood is very temperamental, very loving. So when Krishna finally came, he saw these beautiful gopis who had anticipated his coming. And he saw how they looked shyly on the ground. And Krishna then became very, very moved in his heart. And he spent the evening forgetting everything else with his dear devotees in that forest near Kurukshetra. So, either the next day or the day after the next day, Krishna wanted to go back to Dwaraka. But when the Brijbasis and first and foremost the gopis saw that, they said, "No, you are not going back to Dwaraka. You are coming with us to Vrindavan." And they took the chariot and they pulled the chariot in the direction of Vrindavan. So this, my dear devotees, is the mood of Ratha Yatra. This is the feeling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which compelled him to dance so ecstatically to this song, which said, "Now I have gained the Lord of my life." This is the song of Radha. Now, where I see you, Krishna, I have gained the song, the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was burned by the fire and of Cupid and withered away. Now I see you again. So Mahaprabhu danced with the feelings of Radharani, expressing the feelings of Radharani, because his mood is the mood of Radha longing for Krishna. And he raised his hands with the top of his voice he sang a well-known love song of a woman who remembers the first rendezvous with the person who later became her husband. It's a song which says, "When I met you first in the informality down by the river, our love was so much greater than now, where everything has become a little normal." This is the feeling of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They feel this exciting love of Godhead, not this normal love, this stale love, this doing every day the same things with the Lord. No, every day is truly vismitaha, astonishing, surprising, because new love or fresh love is so much more stronger than old love or stale love. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang this song, which praises the new love, the exciting new love. And he was acting out Radha's emotions towards Krishna. "You are," said Radha, "as you were. I am the same person as I was at our first meeting, but I long so much that you come with me back to Vrindavan. Please return there. Here there are these vast crowds of people, elephants, horses, the sound of chariots, the forests. It's like a nightmare for us. We want to be with you in the forest of flowers, where the nightingales sing and the bees hum. We don't want to see you in this dress of a king. It doesn't suit you very well in the association with many kshatriyas. No, we want to see you there in Vrindavan with the flute in your mouth, with the gopa friends. There's not a drop of happiness which I can taste here. But in Braj, I will taste an ocean of joy. Please come, therefore, and have your Leela with me and all of us in Vrindavan." Radha said many, many things to Krishna. In the same way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his heart in many, many ways to Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath was astonished. He was moved. It touched him to the core of his heart. Therefore, he stopped the cart. In the end, I want to say, I want to share with you one little episode of Lord Chaitanya's dancing, because that's the main subject of today. When Lord Chaitanya was dancing in these novel ways, there were three circles that were built around him to protect him from the masses of people who rushed forward. There was an inner circle, which was guarded by Lord Nityananda. Then there was around it a second circle, and around the everyone else, these two circles, there was a third circle which was there. Let me just give you the names of those who were in the circle. In the first circle was Lord Nityananda, who guarded Lord. In the second was Kashishvara Pandit and Govinda Das. And in the third circle was the king himself with his general Harishchandra. So, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to dance in this loving and emotional way, all the devotees wanted to see this. See, when you see a person who is really in ecstasy, the ecstasy will come to you. I have seen great devotees of the Lord crying in ecstasy, and watching them, I could not keep my normal consciousness. I also changed. So imagine what the devotees must have felt when they saw Lord Chaitanya in that heightened state of Mahabhava or devotional ecstasy. So the king Prataparudra, who was a little far away in the third circle, wanted to see more close, and his general Harishchandra saw, my master, my king wants to see. So he gently wanted to move one devotee a little out of the viewing line of Prataparudra. This devotee was Srivas Thakur. And when Srivas Thakur felt the hand of someone in the and his back trying to move him out of the viewing line, he became so impatient, he didn't think long, he just took his hand and made choo, and gave Harishchandra a good slap on his cheek. Now you don't do this to a general, to a Kshatriya. You don't hit a Kshatriya on the cheek. Harishchandra's Kshatriya's blood began to boil, and he was just getting ready to say something strong or to do something strong. Then Maharaj Prataparudra said to him, cool it, cool it, cool it. You are very fortunate, because one of the dear associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has touched you on your sinful body. Now celebrate and don't think of retaliation. I like this so much because it puts everything in the perspective. My dear devotees, the dance of the Lord is something very sacred. It is something where angels don't dare to float in. What can donkeys do in the dance of the Lord? They better go to the side. So, yes, when we do Ratha Yatra, we can remember all these episodes of the Lord's transcendental dancing. And I want to end this Gora meditation by doing just that. I would like all of us to sing, and while we meditate about the dancing of the Lord. I'm just turning to Gokrishna and C is our, what is our sound? B, is it good? Yes. My dear devotees, my dear listeners, in our Gora meditations, we like to focus a little bit on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we like to meditate about his wonderful qualities, his personality. So I thought for today, in preparation for Ratha Yatra, we will do a very nice Gaura meditation, and afterwards we will sing. This will take us up to 8 o'clock. We have a very nice Madanga player, but he is new to the Gaura meditation. Very softly, please. My dear devotees, my dear friends, please let us sit tall. Relax your legs. Relax the back. Your shoulders. The back of your head. And relax the face which you show to the world. Please try to relax these muscles a little bit more. You are very good in relaxation. Every evening you do this just before you drift off into sleep. Just relax now. But remain aware. Do a few deep inhalations and exhalations. Breathe in, consciously breathe in, know that you breathe in, and you breathe out, consciously breathe out. Lord Chaitanya's fingernails and toenails radiate a brilliance that eclipses the glory of the full moon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu receives immense bliss by performing the kirtan of his own names. Streams of tears flow from his lotus eyes. Lord Chaitanya's body is adorned with ever new transformations of bhava. And he dances . His movements flow most gently . Let us meditate on that dancing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ram, Ram, Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Very much for participating in this Gora meditation. I wish that you can imbibe or follow the dancing mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I wish that you can move in the glorification of the Lord. Not just sing, but dance in a way where you express your devotion to Lord Krishna. Wonderful chants are these Ratha Yatra festivals. I don't know if all of you will be able to participate in one of them in person, but you can definitely enter into the secret of Lord Jagannath Ratha Yatra by just googling interesting lectures about Lord Jagannath, and in this way make your life a little bit more ecstatic. Thank you all very much, and see you for the next Gaura meditation. Hare Krishna.